First Thessalonians 4 and 13. The Bible said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Amen. I'm thankful that we have hope. The Bible said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." We're not going to go ahead of them. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." Amen. "With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be," everybody say, "caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And then he would say these words, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Praise God. And that's what I want to do today. I want to preach for just a little while from this title, "It's All Up From Here." Amen. Praise God. Amen. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. Let's cry out to Jesus right now for just a few moments. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your promises, God. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for pulling on us. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for molding us and shaping us into what you would have for us to be. Come on, why don't you join up with somebody if it's appropriate? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Somebody shout, "The devil's a liar." Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach, "It's All Up From Here." Praise God. Amen. I want to do today what the Bible would require me to do, would tell us to do, and it's to comfort one another with these words. Amen. To comfort one another with the Word of God. And I want to tell you from this place, from the church, amen, from the body of Christ, it's all up from right here. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. It's going to do nothing but get better from here on out. Amen. I can't say that for the world. I can't say that for people who are living in sin, who don't want to come out from among them and be separate. But for the church of the living God, I got some good news for you. It's all uphill from here. We're gonna make it somewhere, and it's going to be beautiful. Amen, and I'm thankful for it today. Amen. So I always say when I preach, it seems like from the promises of God, I'll say we are above and not beneath. Amen. We're going over. We're not going under. Amen. There's something about living for God. There's promises that go with it. Hell, when everybody else in our world is terrified and scared to death, wondering what tomorrow holds, I know what it holds. Amen. I'm going up. I said, I'm going up. I said, I'm going up. Hallelujah. Gravity's going to have to let go of me. Physics is going to have to let go of the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible would use phrases like shall rise first. He would use phrases like caught up. He would use phrases like in the clouds, in the air. Amen. These aren't trendy catchphrases. These aren't allegories. These aren't parables. These aren't types and shadows. One of these days, the church is going to get out of here. It may just be today, I don't know. But we've got some promises to look forward to. Amen. When the whole world is looking for a sign, we've already seen the signs. We've already read about the signs. My Bible would say, know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They'll be covetous. They'll be boasters. They'll be proud. They can't pray through because they can't humble themselves before God. The Bible said they will be blasphemers. They'll be disobedient to parents. They'll be unthankful. They'll be unholy. They'll be without natural affection. They'll be truce breakers. They'll be false accusers. They'll be incontinent, which means they can't keep their desires to themselves. That'll mean they have no control over their flesh. They'll touch whatever they want to touch. You don't have to let the moon and the earth and the sun line up to tell me we're in the last days, my friend. I've read the book. God's about to come back. Praise the Lord. The Bible said they would be fierce, meaning they would just attack people for no reason. They would be despisers of those that are good. They would be traitors. They would be heady. They would be high-minded. The Bible said they would be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They would have a form of godliness, but they would deny the power thereof. Meaning they would be a member of some church somewhere, but they've never experienced anything real from God. The Bible said, from such, turn away. Amen. We see the signs of the last days everywhere we look. You can't go to Walmart without seeing the signs of the last day. You can't go to work without seeing the signs of the last day. Well, I hope somebody's going to help me today. I'm going to tell you, we don't need a Jewish astrologer to tell us when the last days are coming. I've been feeling it for a long time. We've been seeing it. We've been praying, we've been working, we've been looking. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. They wanted a sign from God, from Jesus. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But he said, there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, meaning the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And he said, behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Hallelujah. Amen. While they were looking for a sign, he was saying, when you see me lay down my life and they put me in that grave, grave, and 3 days later I come out of it. That's going to be your sign. You better find yourself an altar of repentance. You better get your life right, because the Lord is coming back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So while the world is looking for a sign today, I'm listening for a trumpet. While they're glaring at the moon, I'm listening for the voice of the archangel and the trump of God to sound. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe in the rapture. I believe in the catching away of the church. And the reason I believe it's because I believe the Bible. My Bible said in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that are alive are going to be changed. Those that are already dead are going to be changed. It's going to be a whole lot of changing going on. Amen. John would say it like this: Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. The Bible said it's a mystery. John would say, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know the mechanics of it. I don't know how the engineering of it. But I do know there's going to be a trumpet blow. Amen. And corruption. This old body's going to be changed in a moment. And we're going to be like him. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a day when this old body becomes changed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Where we're going, there won't be any sickness anymore. There won't be any tears anymore. Amen. It's going to be a street of gold. Amen. There's a mansion already built. Amen. There will... Amen. What is it going to be like? I don't know. But we're going to be like him. I know when he come up out of that grave, he walked around, and when he got tired of walking around, he showed up somewhere else. When he got hungry, he started eating, and when he felt like disappearing, he disappeared. And my Bible said we'll be like him. Amen. There won't be any ankle. There won't be any knee pain anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. You're talking about beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal, this flesh that's going to die, must put on immortality. Amen. Where there won't be any more death. And so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. You're talking about a victorious day. Amen. When those that are laying in the grave that cancer took down in the ground. When tragedy took them into the ground. Where old age took them down into the ground. Where sickness and disease took them into the ground. Amen. And there was a sting for us who watched it and experienced it. One of these days, those bodies are going to come up out of the ground, and it's going to be fulfilled. Oh, death, where's your sting now? Where's your pain now? Well, I'm trying to give somebody hope in this. going to be worth it all. I said it's going to be worth it all. Every trial you went through, it'll be worth it. Every purging you went through, it'll be worth it. Every change you had to make, it'll be worth it. Come on, somebody needs to get some hold on in your power. You need to get some hang on in your spirit today. Every sacrifice you've ever made, it'll be worth it. The day the trumpet blows, on that day you'll say, thank God I gave up the old man. Thank God I got rid of the old lifestyle. Thank God I got rid of the perversion. Thank God I got rid of all the garbage of this world. Thank God I threw the drugs away. Thank God I came out from among them. Thank God I made a change. Thank God I forgave those that harmed me. Thank God I got rid of my bitterness. Thank God I did. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Thank God I pushed myself. Thank God I went to prayer meeting when I didn't feel like it. When the preaching offended my little spirit, thank God I went ahead and took it like a man. Instead of the word of God says it, I'm willing to do it. I'm telling you, there'll be a day you'll be happy if you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Spirit of God in this way. Thank God I searched my heart out. Thank God I didn't let all the garbage continue to grow in my spirit. I tell you, you live in this world, you're going to rub against some filth and garbage. Amen. Every day of your life, you're gonna have to get rid of it. You can't sit down in a restaurant without hearing garbage coming through the speakers. If you ain't careful, you'll be singing the tune going down the road. You'll have to find a little prayer meeting. God, just help me get the garbage of the day off of me. Hey, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. I said we're in it, but we're not of it. Which means we ain't got to do like they do. Hallelujah. Thank God for people that just do right. Make a commitment. I'm going to be right. I mean, we're too close to the coming of the Lord to be little sissies, offended little babies about everything. It's time to be men and women of God. We're not tossed about by every wind of doctrine, every little thing that happens to us. Seem like the same 12 people keep standing up. I wonder about the other 150. Y'all believe this word of God? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, the word is what's going to save us. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel Jesus in this place. Won't be any time to get right when you hear the trumpet blow. It'll be too late for those still living in sin. But it'll be wonderful timing for those been living right. It'll be the greatest moment for those that are just living right. Hallelujah. Hey, I come to warn some people. Don't be waiting for more signs to happen. My Bible said he's going to come like a thief in the night. If everybody's saying he's about to come, he ain't about to come. If everybody's saying they think it's going to be on this day, it ain't going to be that day. Amen. That would defeat the purpose of being a thief in the night. Amen. You're going. Don't let this world rock you to sleep and get your mind filled with garbage. When you think not. People waiting on another sign. I believe the next sign's going to be you're going to hear the sound of a trumpet. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And then we that are alive and remain. We that are alive and remain. We that are alive and are living the gospel. We that are alive and are saying yes, Lord. Not just on Sunday, but on Monday too. And on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people get the passion of Christians sometimes mixed up with hatred or whatever. And I hate it that it happens like that. Amen. But we're very passionate about living right. About doing right. Amen. We love the sinner, but we hate sin. Why do you hate it so bad? Because we used to be bound by the sin also. God brought me out. He didn't bring me out of what he brought you out of, but he brought me out. I was an idolater. I don't know what you were. But I needed deliverance just like everybody else needed deliverance. We can't judge people. We got to know that it's the same power that brought us out, brought me out, brought you out. It's what will bring this world out if they want to be brought out. Amen. It's what bothers me when churches start petting sin and acting like it don't exist. Amen. That's what you call hating people. When you just want their tithes and offerings, but you don't want to tell them the truth. You hate them. This church has got to love people. We got to love them so much that we'll teach them what thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. If God rained brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, do you believe he changed since then? Or do you believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hey, I love every sinner, but I'm going to preach. You got to come out. That's not just an alternate lifestyle. That is sin. You can't live for God and live in sin. You got to come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the purity. Thank the Lord for this infilling of the Holy Ghost. That'll convict people's hearts. Make them want to do right. Hallelujah. But you still got to have the word of God. How would I know? This Bible said, how would I know without the law? How would I know without a preacher? They didn't have the written. They weren't as blessed as us to have a Bible in their home and in their car and in their locker and everywhere. Amen. If they didn't hear it, they were in trouble. Paul would say, how would I know except by the law what sin was? Amen. It may get kind of tight. People squirm sometimes when you start preaching against sin. But I'm so passionate about preaching against sin Because I know what happens when people repent of those sins. If we sit there and patty cake and act like everybody's okay, how would they ever experience what I experience without repentance? This ain't hate speech. This is love speech. When you love people, you'll tell them how to get ready to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the devil's such a liar, such a subtle deceiver. Amen. That he begins to just tiptoe through stuff and ask little questions that may make you question the word of God. Like he did Eve. Did God really say that? Yeah, he did. Hallelujah. Did God really destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, he did. Hallelujah. Do you think we could have a church without preaching truth? No, you cannot have a church without preaching truth. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get some people rapture ready. Rapture. Everybody say rapture.
Rapture.
Ready.
Ready.
Anybody want to be rapture ready? Put your hands. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say it's going to be worth it all. Whatever you got to change. Some people just have to change the way you treat people. Quiet in here today. Hallelujah. Some people are just going to have to get committed. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling together yourself, even the more you see the day approach. We all lift our hands a while ago and we said, we see that day. We see it approaching. We need more word than we've ever had. God's the one that spoke to me about this adult Sunday school, 20 minutes. We start church 10 minutes earlier now. Amen. What's 10 minutes? You waste that on Facebook probably during preaching anyway. Some people do. What's 10 minutes? What's 10 minutes to help you be saved? What would a man exchange for his soul? 10 minutes? Hallelujah. Praise God. I want it all. If there's anything in my spirit, I say it every day. When I walk in this church, I say, God, search my heart. If you see anything in me that ain't right, I want it out. Speak to me. Show me. I got to be right. Hallelujah. Man, I want to make the rapture. I want everybody in this room to make the rapture. I would hate for anybody to be left behind. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I think people know in their spirit whether they're ready or they're not ready. Oh God. Don't let the world rock you to sleep. Where that day sneaks up on you. And you're unaware of what's going on. You're mad at six or seven of them. Looking at things you shouldn't have been looking at. Snorting things you shouldn't have been snorting. Hanging out with people you shouldn't have been hanging out with. Hallelujah. Let's be aware of what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I talked to somebody yesterday. Praise God. I said, God gives everybody a little bit of discernment. Praise God. We ought to use a little bit of discernment that we got to realize, hey, we got to keep this thing right. Can't get mad Monday and say, well, I'll try to get right Sunday. What if God comes Monday night? What if God comes for you Monday night? Hallelujah. I know. You think I'm stuck in a rut? It's because I am. Amen. I can't go forward right now. We got to be ready. Hallelujah. I believe people will be trying to change their garments real quick on the day the rapture happens. I think there'll be people trying to clean their house out real fast on the day the rapture happens. But it's too late to clean house when the trumpet blows. It'll be too late. It'll be too late to say I'm sorry when the rapture blows. Hallelujah. Everybody say, let's get ready. Along with these phrases of caught up in the air and in the clouds and rise first. I love all this stuff. It's all about going up. The Bible would also use these phrases talking about those. It would say to those that are in Christ. Hallelujah. I didn't think anybody would jump up and down. To those that are in Jesus will be the ones that are caught up. Be the ones that meet him in the air. That'll be the ones that will be forever with the Lord. Everybody say in Christ. Everybody say in Jesus. My Bible would say, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body. Talking about you. You know, you got your finger in your ears and your nose. Amen. Many, many members make up your body. The Bible would say, so also is Christ. Amen. He's saying Christ is made up of a whole lot of members. But then comes the disclaimer of how this happens, how you get connected. It said, for by one Spirit. Everybody say one Spirit. Capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. I call it the Holy Ghost because I'm wild. For by one, capital S, Spirit, are we all baptized into one body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which tells me there's not going to be 40,000 different denominations make it to heaven. There's going to be one body of Christ. And they're going to be connected to the body by a baptism. The Bible said whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Everybody say one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. The Bible's saying those that are going to be raptured are going to be the ones that are in Christ. But my Bible also says the ones that are in Christ have been baptized into Christ by one Spirit. Which means something's got to happen, my friend. Which means you don't get to just identify. That's the new thing. I identify. You don't get to identify as the body of Christ. You're either baptized into it or you ain't a part of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not the reading of a sinner's prayer. That don't get you into the body of Christ. It's not filling out a membership card, whatever that is. That is not what the Bible said. The Bible said it is a baptism. It is an immersion. It is an experience. If you didn't experience it, you better get to this altar today and experience it before it's too late. Hallelujah. devil's a liar. This baptism is also known as the born again experience. What is the born again experience? Let me tell you what Jesus told Nicodemus. Except the man is born of the water and of the capital S Spirit, he cannot enter in to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's got to be something happen. A preacher can't tell you you're saved. The Pope can't tell you you're saved. Only a baptism from above, from Jesus, will ever tell you you're ready. You gotta have this experience if you want to go up. Hallelujah. Again, I feel so sorry for people who've been told a bunch of lies. Amen. Who's had the wool put over their eyes by so-called clergy. Amen. I don't know if they do it for nefarious reasons or they do it out of ignorance. But I'm thankful for the day my eyes were open. And I seen it for myself. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to experience. I'm sorry, but every sermon just ties into the last one. Job said, I heard about it. I heard about God. But now I'm on the other side of the trial. Now I see it. Amen. It's one thing to hear about the Holy Ghost. It's one thing to hear, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's one thing to hear it. But oh, let me tell you, there's nothing in this world like experiencing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you've had this experience, if you were born again of the water and the Spirit, let me tell you something. It's all up from here. Hallelujah. It don't get nothing but better. Some people say you ain't got to be baptized. Some people say you ain't got to repent. Some people say you ain't got to be spirit filled. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to go up, you do. You ain't got to do nothing, I don't guess. My Bible said, but if the Spirit of Him, capital S, Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You know what that tells me? That if you ain't got it, you ain't going nowhere. Praise God. I wouldn't leave church today until I knew I was full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let everybody else look for some glasses. I'd be looking for an altar. Let everybody else look for the moon. I'd be looking for the one that made the moon on day three. Hallelujah. Without that Spirit, you're just going to stay on the ground. Without that Spirit, you're just going to lay in the ground. But if you've got it, my friend, but if you've got it, that same Spirit that reached down and picked up the DNA of a man named Jesus. That pulled up that dead flesh. The Bible said that same spirit is going to pick you up by the spirit in you. Hallelujah. If you live, make sure you got the Holy Ghost. If you die, make sure you got the Holy Ghost. If you go by the rapture or you go by the grave, make sure you're full of the Holy Ghost. Well, they told me I had it. I'll tell you something. Nobody will have to tell you something got you. Well, how will I know it happened? Well, I'll tell you what the Bible says. When they received the Holy Ghost, it was all Jews on the day of Pentecost, and they all began to speak with other tongues as the capital S gave the utterance. I mean, that's a big deal, not capital S swaggered. Capital S spirit gave the utterance. Hallelujah. How do I know I got the Holy Ghost? Because the capital S Holy Spirit is going to take control of your tongue. And you won't be able to speak English or Spanish or whatever you normally speak. Amen. Something's going to get a hold of you. And you're going to go from saying I love Jesus to saying something you never heard in your life. Hallelujah. It's gone. It's the most powerful, wonderful. It's joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. Amen. Once you get it, you'll kick yourself and say, why didn't I do this 40, 30, 100 years ago? Amen. They all spoke with other tongues. The Spirit gave the utterance. Now these Jews, they weren't even allowed to hang out with Gentiles. That's us. But somehow God orchestrates, and God always tears down the division walls of racism and ethnicities and all this stuff. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to love people. It don't matter who they are, where they are, what side of the tracks they come from, what color the skin is, what language they speak, what continent they come from. You're just, it's, this makes you love people. Amen. So here they are with these people they used to not even like. The Gentiles, Cornelius' house. And here they are, they're preaching. While they're preaching, the Holy Ghost falls on the Gentiles just like it fell on the Jews. They begin to speak in tongues and magnify God. And the Jews that had got the Holy Ghost on day one, who were at the Gentiles' house, said, they received the Holy Ghost as well as we. What on earth? For we hear them speak with tongues and magnify God. The Jews knew the Gentiles just got the same hookup we got. They just got the same spirit we got. They got the same Holy Ghost we got. Can you believe it? Yeah, I believe it because I hear it. Hallelujah. Once you get this Holy Ghost, it's all up. You get this Holy Ghost, your life's just going to get better. Praise God. You ought to get rid of all your old habits if you'll let him. Get rid of your old doubting spirit and your hating spirit if you'll let him. Hallelujah. Amen. Never one time did I hear a backslider come back and say, man, my life was good out there. Boy, my life was good after I left the church. No. That ain't how it happens. It's documented. Naomi left Bethlehem of Judah with her husband. They go to Moab thinking we're having a famine back in Judah. Let me tell you, you can live for God. It doesn't mean you ain't ever going to have trouble in your life. Let's not be ignorant of what life is all about. A man that's born a woman is a few days and full of flat tires. Is that what I said? No, but kind of. That's almost exactly what it says. It'll be a few days and full of arthritis. Let's not get ignorant, get mad over everything everywhere. Amen. You just need to chalk some things up. You know what? My ankle may be hurting, but it's all up from here. One of these days, I ain't going to need this ankle no more because I'm going to be Superman. I'm going to go flying out of here one of these days. I didn't even come to preach all that. This is what I come to preach. Your life will get better way before the rapture. Your life will start going up long before the rapture if you get committed to living for God. I'm not telling you somebody else's story. I'm telling you my story. Praise God. You'll go from pumping $3 of gas to filling it up. Some of y'all ain't relating to that. Some of you, you'll go from praying when you put the card on the gas. Well, you didn't tap it, you slid in. Jesus. Transaction approved. Praise God. You'll go from that to tapping it. When something don't work, you'll be like, hey, y'all's pump's broke. Hey, I ain't telling you somebody else's story. I'm telling you my story. You go from peeking out the shades. I wonder what truck that is out there. I wonder if that's a repo man. I know. My life's gone up since I said, yes, Lord. Remember looking out the window, I had a $50 a month payment on a piano. Praise God. And I couldn't make it. I'd look out the window and I seen this yellow truck one day, a box truck pull up. I thought, oh, Lord. He coming to take my piano. I'm going to tell you something. God ain't just prepared something beautiful for you in eternity. God's got beautiful stuff right here. Hallelujah. Anytime man and God connect, man don't pull God down. God pulls man. Some people just need to get connected to God. If you're tired of treading water, just get a little more connected than you've ever been in your life. Well, when's it going to happen for me, Pastor? I may know. When you quit getting mad about every little thing. Praise God. And you get some Holy Ghost boldness about you. Amen. I'm going through Do they sing that anymore? I don't care. You don't even have to counsel with a pastor. I'll ad lib while y'all sing. Even if they made me mad. If they take my parking spot. If they get my pew. Oh yeah, if they whoop my kids. If they give me a dirty look. Come on, I'm ad-libbing. Oh yay! If I get to teach Sunday school. Come on, y'all. Oh yeah, whether I get to sing or not. Whether I get to start service or not. Oh yeah. Has anybody got a made up mind? I'm going up. Anybody got a made up mind? I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going on with Jesus. If I have to go alone, if I have to go without. Sharama sarama. I'm going up. I'm going up. Stand together with me. Praise God. I feel like a worship leader almost. Hallelujah. David would say, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And he would say, he brought me, everybody say up. He brought me up also. Out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and he established my goings. Hallelujah. Hey, the rapture may happen. It may be today. It may be 40 years from now. I don't know. I don't tell you, God. God's wanting to. I prayed yesterday. I felt God tell me I want to pick them up before I ever pick them up. I want to raise them up out of some things before I ever even raise them up out of this earth. My Lord. Praise God. As I stand here at this, used to be an altar, now it's the altar / stage. As I stand here, I want to tell you, from right here, it's all up. Anytime my life started going downhill, I could almost pinpoint to the time when I got away from this. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I don't want to pray in front of people, my Lord. After the rapture happens, people are going to be praying in front of people in Walmart. They're going to be in the restaurants crying and travailing and begging God. Well, I'm kind of a private person. You ain't going to be when the rapture happens. They'll be beating this door down after the rapture happens. I want to be ready. Amen. Praise God. You think we can get ready? Hallelujah. Praise God. I think if we all worked together right now, I think there's room for everybody in this building to line up across this front and down that aisle. Everybody that wants to go up. If you don't want to go up, go get your crock pot and go eat. Hallelujah. But I want the church guests, whoever. Amen. Come down here. Let's pray together for just a few moments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today be a beautiful day to lay some things down. Oh, it'd be a beautiful day for the Spirit of God to come upon everybody. Hallelujah. Sharama. Sharama. Come on. Come on now, everybody. Everybody lift your voice. Everybody lift your voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lay it down. If there's anything you need to lay down, lay it down. Any bitterness, lay it down. Any jealousy, lay it down. Any envy, lay it down. Any addiction, lay it down. Come on, we're about to get ready. We're about to get ready. We're about to get ready to meet the Lord. We're about to get ready.